Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte McMurray Library. I'm Jeff Gavin, the teen librarian at North County Regional Library, which is currently closed for renovations, so I'm working here at Main Library on the digital branch. The focus of today's episode of Meet Me at the Library is going to be library outreach. We're going to talk about programming available through the Charlotte McMurray Library System that allows the library to serve the community by meeting people where they are. With us today, we have Helene Krantz, a library services specialist at Independence Regional Library in Charlotte, near Matthews. And we have Merrill Leonard, the outreach channel leader for the Charlotte McMurray Library System. Merrill, will you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do here at the library?
Good morning again. My name is Merrill Leonard. I have worked with Charlotte Mecklenburg Library for approximately 24 and a half years. I worked here 12 years. I left for six and worked as a regional director for youth services for the YWCA. And I've been back as 12 in the capacity of outreach manager / new outreach channel leader. My role has many dimensions. One is the enterprise role, where I work very closely with library leadership. I also manage the outreach department as well as outreach throughout our system. And I also have a very strong role working within the community.
All right. Thank you. Helene, would you like to tell us something about you and what you do?
Well, I would love to. So I've actually worked in libraries in four different states, everything from working in a medical school library at a university to a school library for intermediate grades 4 to 6 students. I worked in a district library in Pennsylvania in technical services, and fortunately, moving to Charlotte, I was able to get in to the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Every job I've ever had in the library has just been amazing, and I just feel very passionate about what I do at the library.
Thank you for sharing. Check www.cmlibrary.org/branches for more information on library locations and phone numbers. Merrill, would you please give us a brief history of outreach at the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library and your role in that?
First of all, as far as I know, and this is, I'm even going to speak beyond me being in the library, there has always been some type of outreach within this library system and probably other library systems. I think it's just part of library services. I think what's important to know now is that outreach is a lot more strategic than it has been in the past. We have specific goals with outreach, and not only library goals, we try to match our services to what the community need is. A great example is the Opportunity Task Force, and we know what the goal and what the recommendations are for the task force. So we align library services internally as well as what we offer the community to meet this community goal. We also know that early literacy is just a very strong component of what our community is pushing for, as well as third grade reading. And our outreach aligns with that, so we make sure we're working with a lot of schools, a lot of early literacy, preschool, and daycare sites, as well as making sure that we are working with families and parents to prepare them to be their child's first teacher, as well as continue to be their teacher as the community tries to reach their goal. So just a bit of a summary. Outreach has always been part of a library's plan, a library strategic plan, but now outreach strategically aligns up not only with library goals, but also with community goals.
Okay. So the Opportunity Task Force, so what were the specific results that, or the goals that came out of that task force?
Well, one thing we want to make sure that we do is just recognize what the problems are in our community. And segregation is a huge problem. And we realize that children, and this is a brief summary, the task force report can be found online very easily. But we know that children that have been born into poverty, mm-hmm. it's very difficult for them to crawl out of that same situation. So we have to make sure we have the resources that's going to help prevent this and give children and families an opportunity to have a better outlook and a better outcome on their life.
Right. Okay. Okay, Meryl, can you please tell us what kind of organizations does the library reach out to?
Well, I'll also tell you there are no organizations that we don't reach out to. I think that's, okay. that's an easy way to look at it. We've got traditional and non-traditional outreach opportunities. Our traditional opportunities is reaching out to people who may not speak English as their first languages, and this is in different organizations or even in the community or locations. We work with incarcerated adults, youth, teens. We work with the senior populations. We work with a lot of daycares and schools. But again, that's our traditional outreach. Mm-hmm. But if we want to be relevant and we want to reach people who don't usually use our locations or not aware of our services, or if we want to reach even children and families that are not in a traditional daycare setting, that's when we have to use that non-traditional outreach. We have to be where people are. Are they at Walmart? Are they at Campari Food? Are they in the park? That's where we need to be. So outreach can be in any of these locations. We have our goals. We just need to find people, meet them where they are, and share our information, services, and program. And again, most importantly, to build relationships.
Okay, great. Okay, so when you're looking for people to do outreach, what kind of skills or talents are you looking for in those who are going to go out and do outreach?
I'm going to share this in a different perspective. If I am hiring someone mm-hmm. to do outreach, some of the qualities I'm looking for is someone who's going to be very flexible. You have to be ready to go out to whatever location you're in. And if you have something planned, mm-hmm. you may not find the age group, the size audience, or the materials that you need. And you need to be very flexible to be able to change what you're doing and deliver a service on a dime. You really have to understand and accept diversity. With outreach, you are going into non-traditional, low income, just different communities, and you just have to be ready to embrace, and not only embrace, but enjoy the audience you're going to work with. So you have to accept, embrace, and enjoy all audiences. As an outreach person, you need to be innovative. And I'm not speaking about technology innovation. Mm-hmm. There are some everyday problems in our community. And outreach, you're dealing with the community, the people. So what ways can we find solutions to everyday problems as a library system, but as a community? We don't want to give answers, but we want to be in the position where we can allow people to come up with innovative solutions to problems. And it might be, we can't get to a library, so how do we continue services? Mm-hmm. We may come out to you once, twice, three times a month, but how, as a community, can you continue this? Because you know the people in your community, children, adults, may need the services. I'm going to look for someone who is really a listener. As an outreach provider, you don't want to give people what you want them to have. Mm-hmm. You need to listen and find out what they need, and then how you can use our services, our resources, electronic, print, staff, to help give the community what they're telling you they need or even want. And in outreach, you really do need to see the big picture. It's not about your location, your customers. It's about our community. And how do we work together as a library system, as staff, to meet community needs? And I mentioned a little bit about that earlier. And then I love the challenge sometimes of someone who may be on staff and they're not very comfortable with outreach. Then I can help work with them. My staff can help work with them. My colleagues can help make them feel comfortable, giving them tools, giving them resources and skills where they understand why they're doing outreach mm-hmm. and what impact they're going to have. And I think when people realize the impact they have when providing a service, it motivates them and encourages them to do more outreach. So the skills that are necessary, I put it in the content of what I would look for if I was hiring someone for outreach, but also there are also skills that can be acquired, and that's something that the library provides support for either within myself, my staff, or other colleagues like Elizabeth and Helene, who've been doing it for a long time. They are so valuable to other staff members mm-hmm. and really helping them be someone who can provide outreach to our community?
Well, I know over the years, I've had people from other branches reach out to me because they said, you know, I'd like to do an outreach program from my branch, and I understand that you do it. And they would say, you know, how did you start? You know, they're looking for someone to mentor them. I've had people meet me to shadow me as I would do my programs. And it's been interesting. That's another aspect, you know, being able to share what I've gone through to give them perspective. Mm-hmm. And as far as what they've done, I'm not totally aware how that's developed in other branches, but anytime anyone wants to shadow me, I am very happy to have them come along. I introduce them to my group, explain to them why they're there, and people seem like, oh, wow, that's so nice. You know, they're thinking, oh, so they're going to do something.
Sure.
And hopefully down the line, they're able to come up with whatever the program they come up with. And as I told any person who shadowed me, I actually show them my file. I have a file. It's about 2 inches thick now. So if you want any ideas, I'm happy to send you, you know, to share. And one thing that I personally benefited from is the yearly outreach retreat that your department does, Merrill. I learn a lot from going to those retreats. Mm-hmm. And I've already told the people at my branch who started doing outreach programming this year, I said, next year, because we've already had our retreat this year, I said, when next year comes along, I'll make sure that you're aware, because it's just a very valuable day that you can pick up so much information. It's just great. I've learned a lot through those retreats.
Okay, great. You want to give us
Thank you.
Merrill, could you tell us, give us specifics on, say, the day in the life of somebody who works in the outreach department?
I'll start off briefly with my day. A good example is last Friday. I spent about 3 hours talking to a principal at an at-risk school, trying to find out what the needs were, what the school community was, to see how the library can help them reach their academic and social goals for their students and their families. And another example, a couple of days ago, I spent again a few hours with Central Piedmont Community College staff to see how we can collaborate together, again, helping them to meet their vision and their goals, as well as sharing with them what are some of our library resources that would be very helpful to their students and staff. My team members spend the majority of their time in the community, thus the out part of outreach. Their day may consist of doing anywhere from 2 to 5 programs. Sometimes they may have multiple programs at one site, and maybe they'll leave that site and go to another location and have 1 or 2 different programs at a location. The day itself is very physical. The outreach staff, of course, is loading up everything from books to laptops to other resources they may need to conduct a program. They're going out to the site, and again, it could be a book club with students from a charter school, or it can be bring an author or a special guest to teens in one of our sheriff's department location, one of our jails. For example, Jail North, preparing the inmates who are going to be released back into our community to help them with job searching and writing resumes and soft skills. And then it extends to another agency that works with the inmates once they're out of the locations, so there may be programs there. And that's the outward part of the outreach staff job. There's a lot of research and back work that goes into preparing for programs. As Helene will tell you, you want to make sure that you're on task with the need, with sometimes the reading level. You want to make sure your programs are relevant to what may be going on in our community and in our country. You want to match programs with possible civic opportunities to help community members grow and be more active and be more productive. You want to also provide programs that might support volunteerism in the community. So research goes into what community needs are, what you need into the program. And this all goes on while staff are out doing programs.
Okay. Now, would you say, how are the organizations that we go to, are they coming to us or are we finding them? How are we recruiting, so to speak, organizations that would be involved with outreach?
We don't recruit as much as we align. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we know what the community objectives and goals are: early literacy, third grade reading, educational success, economic opportunities. So when we see organizations that are supporting these areas, mm-hmm. that's where you have the meetings and conversations to see how can we work together to meet this common community goal. And that's more of that recruiting to say, okay, your group works with this particular target audience and they may not have this resource. We work with, and I'm going to get the name wrong, but there's an organization in the community that helps with workforce development. Their operating hours are from 8 to 4. After meeting with them, I realized, well, that experience can continue with our job help center and other resources from 4 until, and the until is because so many of our resources are online. So we worked together to align what we were offering, and the agency could let their clients know, you're here with us 8 to 4, but if you need additional help with workforce development, with resumes, with filling out applications, use the resources at the public library. So that's how we align with different organizations. And we do also get a lot of inquiries.
Yeah.
A lot of agencies call us and say, can the library help us with this objective? We are currently working with a lot of schools that don't have media specialists, but they still have students who need to do research. So how can the library support them? So they reach out to us. But we also look for agencies. If we know there are neighborhood and communities where there are no libraries in sight, a community where Wi-Fi is not as prevalent, then we reach out to them and let them know what we have available, what we can do to support, help the community. We have priorities of who we try to reach. We want to reach low-performing public, private, and charter schools. We want to reach home and child development centers that have 3 stars or less. We want programs and organizations. We want to find those that support English language learners. We want to, as I mentioned before, support economic opportunity. We have our strong active reading initiative, so we want to reach out to organizations that would take advantage or can take advantage of our workshops. We want to support programs that support high school graduation and career and college readiness. And finally, we want to make sure as a library system that we provide technology and access to all of the families in our community.
Okay. It sounds like outreach is doing a lot of work, a lot of reaching out, so to speak.
For lack of better words, yes.
Yes.
And there's always so much more that we can do. The need is really huge.
Right.
Until we see, I know employment has gone up in our community, until we see that those numbers continue to go up for all demographics, that need is there. Until we see a change in the outcomes of end of grade testing, that need is there for that support.
Sure.
System-wide, we have a goal, and it's not very ambitious because we've been between 16 to 17% in the past, but system-wide this year, 20% of all of our programs should be outreach programming. And as I look monthly, we are ahead of target on that mark.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Great. So, Meryl, do you have any stories you'd like to share?
I'm going to share stories from my team, so I just want to put it out there very quickly. These are not my own stories.
Yeah.
One, I was actually at the program. We were at Value City off of Freedom Drive, and as you know, there's no library location in that area. And one Saturday, we decided, as from the Outreach Advisory Team, this would be a good place to try out a pop-up library site.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a table at Value City. So many shoppers came in and learned about our library resources, especially our app. And we had several people standing in front of us who downloaded the app, was telling us how they're going to use it personally with their children. But I do remember one person came in, and when she realized the technology the library had to offer, she was trying to get a job application in, and she had to do it right then in order to be considered for the job. And we were able to help her get that application in. We had our laptops on site, so that was so helpful for us to be able to provide that service for her. And she was just grateful to be able to have that application in. Another team member just shared, and I really enjoyed this story, of how she also, Amrita, goes to a senior center, and one of her regular customers was not at the program, and she learned that the customer was sick, and the program director asked if he could just visit her after the program. Well, not only did she visit her, she provided her with the exact same program she gave the group bedside, and she committed to say, as long as she's in the program, and she can't come if she wants the program, that she would provide the program one-on-one for this customer. And that just really demonstrates the impact of not only outreach, but also the dedication of the staff that provide the service.
Yes.
That was one of my favorite stories of impact. And just one more very briefly is technology with senior adults. One of my team members, Pamela McCarter, did a program where she showed the seniors at the program she was visiting how to download books on their device. And one of the gentlemen was one of our Library by Mail customers, where we mail out large print books or any book to someone who can't get into a library facility. At the end of the program, the gentleman not only learned how to download, he learned how to increase the font, and he no longer needed to be a Library by Mail customer because he was now self-sufficient and can download his own books and see the font to read it.
That's great.
That's amazing.
He didn't have to wait anymore to read his books. Mm-hmm. That's good. So Merrill, is there any trends in outreach at this time that we should be aware of, or things we should be looking for in the future?
Outreach aligns with what the library's goals and missions are. Mm-hmm. So with outreach, I think it should look to see, as well as with other library services, how we change for working for our customers to working with our customers. Mm. Again, it's going to be a lot of listening to find out what we can add, what we can support to help our other community agencies meet their mission and goals. And you'll hear this a lot as we talk about public commons, working with our different community members and community organizations.
All right. And is there anything else either Merrill or Helene would like to share?
I would add my final words. Our community is changing. You look at our demographics, you look at our population, and as a library system, we need to be relevant and meet the changing needs and demands of our community. And outreach is a perfect opportunity to do this. We know what works in our locations, but to continue to be relevant, we need to be in our community, meeting our customers where they are. And outreach gives us the opportunity to do this and to continue to be a relevant, visible, valuable part of our community.
Sure. Okay. So I want to thank Merrill and Helene for joining us today. And I want to thank you all for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for our upcoming episodes. To find out more about the Digital Branch, visit us at digitalbranch.samlibrary.org. You can also visit the library's website at www.samlibrary.org. And don't forget to check our calendar and our resources pages. And you can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram at CM Library or #CM Library. Thank you very much and have a great day.